Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 3, Episode 2!
Wow!
This week I'm joined by Cameron Green.
Hey!
No, transfer
move. No, that's good.
I don't think that's new to us, though, is it?
It'll be new
literally
to
what you've been doing for, you know, 5 years now.
It'll be new to them.
No.
They would have heard.
What persona do you think you have on
this? Someone put in the comments.
They won't
like,
be expending that.
You put, I'm really enjoying like all the meta depictions of all the lads, you know, delving into the backstory. Great to see. I was like, yeah, I'm really glad you got to the nitty gritty of me in that last sketch. You got to see what I'm really about. Turn up here, I get told I look like a rent boy. What am I doing with my morning?
Well, we didn't say rent boy on camera, did we? Because that's offensive.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Boy that pays rent.
Also joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
And Tom Looney.
Looney, 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 Looney.
Yeah, he's mad at him.
Thanks.
Fine.
Wacky.
I'm afraid.
Cameron, what have you been up to?
Not sleeping.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
Is this new Cameron Green?
Yeah.
Just fucking complains all the time.
And he defeated Cameron Green. Got the shirt delivered from Jaina.
Wow.
It's got Gabriel Batistuta's name on the back.
Great striker.
Cult hero of Italian football.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm very happy with it. And it cost me £40. It came with another one, but that's too small. Either that's too small or I'm too big. So make of that what you will.
Do you have any hope to fit into it?
I don't know, maybe it's like a bralette. Maybe in my own time, you know what I mean? Where it kind of fits like a sports bra. Right.
How does your time differ to everyone else's time?
It's my time's just for me, for every other time. As soon as that door opens, I'm public property.
Which door?
The back one. Hey, you know what you're doing? Hey, trying to catch me out, catch myself. Well, you'll be catching these hands, cheeky boy.
That's Cameron Green there. He's not well. Cameron, it's your birthday soon. Talk about your plans.
Yeah. Oh, the Prescott Pub Crawl. We go every year. It's 12 pubs or 14 pubs if you can manage it from 1:30 in the afternoon.
So is it a 12 or 14 option?
No, you have to have a pint in every pub, but you don't get a certificate that has my face in it that says you completed the Prescott Pub Crawl. It's a mark of honour.
Really?
Maybe shame. Depends on your standards. Depends on your boundaries. Yeah, 19th
to 12. It's more of a business card than a certificate, mate, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but that shows that you get business done. You know, you show it to someone, they're like, this guy doesn't
mess around.
You're
saving on paper, that's what it shows.
It's not my paper, it's my dad's. You know, I'm saving the trees. They look at that, they say, he can drink, and he cares about the environment.
This is your inheritance, this A4 piece of paper.
As soon as you're dead, look in the back of my phone. It's yours now. And I turn up, give him a smack. Fuck it is. Meets in Prescott's in 20 minutes.
I'm lost here.
You don't get these for free.
I don't know what he's on about.
I'm saying about the little certificates.
Does it have your face on it?
Yeah, it always does, okay. Yeah. Often you'll get somewhere and people will be lagging behind and, like, you know, they'll take ages going to the bar or they'll be drinking really slow.
Pub so as Cameron finishes an anecdote.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah.
Still in the first pub, everyone's gone.
The only rule is no one's supping bout ale.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you've just been sat on waiting on me. You've not asked any of these how they've been doing yet. I've been...
Well, this is more interesting.
Time.
This is just... For Tom, I just have his name.
What am I going to say?
Is your arm still broken?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well done.
Proud of you, man.
Cheers, mate.
Could you not clap your arm? It goes into our shot.
Sorry.
Fucking hell.
He's going to break us in the room, seeing you. Well, what have you been doing, Tom?
Been back to work, Stephen. Had Ryan Locke in the studio yesterday.
Getting
his headshots done. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they not do them at the police station anymore?
That's good comedy.
That's a little loop this laughter.
I like that.
For a good minute.
I was ready to pack the cameras away.
So what are you doing? I'll tell you what.
Get in here, everybody! Get in here! Watch this.
Max, you've got some trainers.
Yeah, boy.
Good shot.
No.
You don't do trainers.
No. Do you know what I thought? If you want to get something done, do it yourself. Yeah. So I took £30 over to Sports Direct.
Nice.
I said, "Give me your bigger shoes," and then they did.
Do they fit?
Do you know, I got a 12. I'm a size 10. I had to get a size 12 because my feet wouldn't fit in any other shoe.
So it sounds like you're a size 12.
I don't think I am. I think my feet are just too wide and fat that it's just sort of grown.
So they've grown into a size 12.
Yeah.
what brand?
Carrymore.
Carrymore.
Carrymore on Max's feet.
Yeah.
Carry
around town. A slice of Carrymore, please.
£30, you know, I can't, you know. Can't complain. Spent more on a...
Might need to replace him, though, in a few months.
If I use him.
Yeah.
It sounds like you just bought, like, a pair of flippers, the way you've described the shape of your feet. I'm still trying to get to grips with it.
Just a big shoe.
All yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What colour?
Blue.
Oh. Blue?
Bit out there for
that
me.
Is about...
Dazzling.
Is that... Oh.
Flash.
Step on my blue suede shoes. Yeah. Are they suede?
No.
Oh.
Mr. Trust Carrymore suede gym shoes. Yeah.
Suede my gym sweat shoes. Would ruin them.
Yeah. I don't have gym shoes, do I?
Just doing boxing in your back garden and your Doc Martens.
I have done that before.
It was anyone want this?
Next time he makes a silly joke. Has.
You don't even hit the bag, you just make the noise.
How far I've come back from it.
Got delicate knuckles, you see.
Yeah, my dad sat behind me with 1960s Batman panels. Pow! Boom!
It's too far, mate. You want to grow up.
I'm living the dream.
I went to London the other day and rode in a Tesla.
Wow.
It was just an Uber, a normal Uber, and then it was a Tesla.
Oh, wow.
And what's cool is they have this screen at the front, and it shows you the cameras of everything around you. Then it also has a diagram, and if a cyclist came along the side of the car, you saw it on the screen. If there's people crossing the road, you saw it. It detects the green lights, what colour the lights are, the speed of the road.
That cyclist shouldn't have been coming up by the side of the car. New laws now. They have to go right in the middle of a lane.
But it got stolen the other night.
Oh, why didn't you tell us that?
I just remember. Well, it was quick, it was all quite rushed, wasn't it? It was quick, and I wasn't
the fucking Tom Looney boohoo hour.
Yeah,
like me.
Second bike, mate. Second bike gone.
I get that.
Where from?
The bike storage bit.
Did you have it attached?
At this time, I thought I did. But I don't
Timness.
Know. Yeah.
Apparently, sorry,
right
one.
Down the lens, threaten them.
Well, it fucking dickheads.
Kick the cast out of this.
Sorry. Well, it's a little shit. They broke a lockbox outside. There was a key to the entire building in a lockbox on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
What the...
Key Jesus. To the entire building.
You little shit. Do you know, I've seen someone on TikTok who's in the building filming the front of the building. Like, they just shout stuff at the road. Who?
From our building.
I was just scrolling through TikTok and then that came up. I was like, I recognise that. And then it was a guy in the... He sounded like a bit of a twat, to be honest. Yeah.
What's he saying?
I've got a new bike.
Keys in there, mate.
Fucking smash it, lad. I don't give a fuck.
Just go up every floor until you find them and say, hey, quit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that. I played poker that night in London and I got another four of a kind.
Really?
Yeah, incredible. Yeah, incredible.
I came second.
You're the lottery, man.
Did you win anything coming second?
No. Pride, honour amongst poker players. Sure.
Little smack on the bum.
Yeah.
Hey.
Were you unlucky?
No, I was lucky.
You were right.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, it was very good.
I was just staying in because I thought, oh, I'm one away. And then it kept coming up on the river. That's the right phrase.
No, I mean, were you unlucky to not win? Was it kind of a bit of a shootout in the end?
No, it was heads up and I Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Do you think there might have been a bit of a cards down the sleeve kind of trickery going on?
No.
Bit of Yu-Gi-Oh dealing. Whip one out.
You want to grow up, mate? You peaked about 10 minutes ago.
Wearing football kits and talking like
Yu-Gi-Oh. Crowd loving the Yu-Gi-Oh reference.
You rest your forehead on the table for the next hour. It'll still be a great performance. Cameron, have you watched The Responder?
I've seen his voice in it. It's painful to listen to Martin Freeman's voice in it, but I've not seen the show.
Like a dodgy sort of Scouse accent?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I have actually been on Radio City this week talking about Frank Lampard going to Everton.
Have you?
Because the City reporter asked me to.
We're back!
Pretty much.
Hello, Europe! Yes.
She said, like, can you just do me, like, a little clip? And I thought, well, it's Radio City, so I'll have to ham it up a bit. So it's like my normal voice.
Just you say that for the sketches?
Just with a bit more like, well, it can't be any worse than the last fella. Up the toffees.
Not the toffees.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that clip for a different news story.
I went in and
a deranged man from Bresco is on the loose.
He's been stealing sweets from corner shops.
There was a scene in the final episode.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking, I was like, I recognise that lake. And it was Taylor Park, where...
B.A.
And then they showed the cage where we used to play football. We played it once.
Holy moly.
So what's that? It's Taylor Park in St. Helens.
In St. Helens, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's terrapins in the lake that bite the legs off swans.
That's what the whole episode was about.
We need somebody to respond to this. Step.
Just massacred them.
I'm going into the lake.
Don't risk it. What are you going to do?
I'm going to wing it.
Does it touch the... Just
stood on the side of the lake. He's about 20 yards back from the lake.
He's about to get battered, and then he sees me dad running along the hill.
That's my son.
I'm saved. Out of the lake.
I've got to ask, what's a terrapin?
All right, yeah, they're like little turtle kind of things, but they're not turtles.
That's your own time, mate.
They stink.
Little turtle things.
They absolutely stink.
No time, mate.
Stink.
They stink of shit. Everybody bought them during the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle craze, took them home as pets and thought, fuck me, these stink. So they thought, we need to get rid of these, what do we do? And everybody just chucked them in the lake. And then a load of swans start rocking up with no legs, and it turns out the terrapins have been biting the legs off the swans.
Brutal.
Sad, though.
Yeah.
Similar news, I had a mildly sexual experience with a McFlurry. Just had one the other day, and I was like, oh, God, that was good. Right? Here's one for you. My girlfriend had a bowl of Weetabix and left the bowl on the side.
Mm.
And in my head I was going, oh God, you can't do that. You've got to soak it. Then I realised that's because my mum used to have a go at me when I'd leave a bowl of Weetabix to dry.
Vicious cycle. Becoming your mother.
It'd be annoying me. Mm. And I've realised, you know, I'm just repeating stuff that has sort of been ingrained in me. Do you three ever have instances where you realise you've become your parents?
God.
Well, I kind of... do impressions of my dad so much, ironically, that Devin says I start to sound like my dad, which is really bad, because it's not what you want.
No.
Yeah.
My mum does tend to go on. Once she's on a roll, you know. Yeah. Might be genetic.
To apologise.
My dad's got the fastest fists in the West.
Ask any of his boyfriends.
That's Martin Freeman.
In the news. Not speaking of which, no connection here. Ryland Clark was caught demanding gear on a night out. Oh.
Tut, tut, tut.
Yeah, did you see the video?
Give me the fucking gear. Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
And he's like a fuck off.
He reaches out for the camera because he realises it's on him.
Who cares?
We've all been there, mate.
Yeah, man, yeah. Party night out.
I care. Get him off the TV. Get him sacked. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
He did a thingy, didn't he, afterwards, saying about how I wasn't really asking for gear, you know, I never do drugs. I was in a boy band in Ibiza when I was younger and didn't do any drugs there. Come on.
Too much detail.
Yeah. Just listed off all the drugs he doesn't.
I don't do MCAT, even when you crush it in the proper way you're supposed to.
That's great, great improv detail, though. Yeah. Amazing.
I'm trying to push this ball up the hill and everybody else is just letting it roll down.
I saw a news story that 10 years after Come Down With Me, I'm finally cashing in as the whisk guy. The guy who stuck the whole whisk in his mouth is now cashing in, apparently. Wow. I like to imagine, you know, who's booking in for an event.
At a nightclub with loads of whisks.
Just Ryland to crush up all his gear.
They were whisks.
Yes, lovely whisks.
Oh dear.
Sorry, go on.
I said Ryland to crush up all his gear.
Oh mate, move on. Yeah. He's had a rough week and you're nasty.
No one's getting any anyway.
Martin Freeman responded to that. Just finds Ryan and Clark just
the responder season 2 in a tent by Taylor Park Lake. I've hit the deep end, I am. Was the leak? Next episode.
I think how he's just turned to Martin Freeman just responding to anything.
Have you had an injury that wasn't your fault?
No.
Yeah, would you book the whisk guy?
Well, what is he doing it for, like club appearances?
I don't know.
Probably just would have improved my Come Down With Me night.
Yeah, man. No, shit, that.
Rob's and Eric is finally cashing in.
I think it's a cameo that he's doing.
Oh, cameo. It's such a strange place because the amount of ex-footballers are on there just reading badly off a piece of paper that the wife's holding behind the screen. Hello, John. It's me.
Neil Ruddock.
Yes.
He's on there.
He'd be out of breath after that, Neil Ruddock. Yeah, he's in a bad way.
Yeah, awful way.
I'll tell you, I'm sure I did tell you, but saw him at the Liverpool match and he didn't come out for the second half.
Did he not?
Just scoffing.
Unwell.
Might have been asleep.
Filming cameos.
Honestly, it's all the rage. Oh. Give us another whisk from the kitchen. I need more. I need more. Yeah, it was a whisk.
Sure. It was a whisk doing it in public, wasn't it?
Response to this, Mr. Freeman.
Now we do have a brand new.
I won't with anything that now.
This is from a new company, brand, and they're called Noom. Noom, 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 looking for a good time.
Noom, 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 come on and fill me up.
Sort of, yeah. This is Noom and their psychology-based approach to getting people on the track to eating healthier. If you want to get support to lose weight for good, yeah, not just for a week, then go to noom.com/Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. That's noom.com/Stephen. And they've got a website which you can go on. And then it's an app. I've been on there. And basically, when you go on the app, you break down what you want to do, why you want to do it, your sort of tendencies, your traits, and they have people who help you with it. You know, there's lessons. Yeah, well, you're smiling, Cam. No one can help me.
I was just singing. We can't help you with that. We're going to call the police.
Oh, and who picks up? It's Martin Freeman. Yeah, move on.
No, Cam, yeah. I wasn't actually going to say
God.
That. Finish with that now.
Martin, can you respond to this joke we've had murdered?
Yes. Thank you, Noom.
Oh yeah, Noom. Psychology-based approach. Instead of setting a strict set of rules, Noom empowers you with the knowledge and psychology to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviours. Using a cognitive behavioural approach, which I learned about in college, you'll focus on the why instead of the what to change your relationship with eating. I've got a bad relationship with eating. I get a little bit stressed. Ooh, muesli will help. It doesn't. Tastes good though. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customises a programme that emphasises progress over perfection based on your personal goals. Oh. Very nice. No food is totally off limits. Keep eating foods you love while learning to maintain a healthier balance. What's your favourite food?
Mixed grill. It's not fucking muesli.
Hey, no need to cuss. More than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight. And 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. A year's good.
Or more.
That is consistency. Tom, do you have any terrible habits?
Beer.
Beer?
Yeah, beer's gives you a bit of a belly.
Gassy.
Yeah.
Who knew?
My Achilles heel.
Yeah, I'm open about my peanut brittle addiction. That's one terrible night that I'll never get over.
It's Hanum.
show. There's sometimes I expect you to come in with a little bit of information. Maybe dare I say relatability for this one, Max. And all you have is fucking It's High Noon.
Yes. Can we represent?
Desperate to call Martin Freeman. It's High Noon, baby.
Lose the weight for good. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/Stephen. That's noom.com/Stephen. Thank you, Noom, for our first and last deal with you, no doubt.
It's High Noon.
High Noon.
The secret. It's the big finale of a Fistful of Muesli.
Max's Euro Round.
And in the African Cup of Nations, we're down to the final four. But by the time this goes out, we'll have a winner. Still sticking with Nigeria?
No. I've read the news. I've heard they left.
Yeah,
throwing a card.
Walked out, didn't he?
Yeah. Horn of Africa.
The Horn of Africa.
Sure.
Is that a team?
Could be.
Or just a sexy pandemic.
Ooh,
me like
it. Yeah. Imagine that.
So your prediction is the Horn of Africa.
No,
deal with that, Noom.
Kenya.
Name a team that's actually in the competition.
Oh, for me.
Do you want to have the four teams that are left?
Yes, please.
Got Senegal, Egypt.
Egypt could win.
Nice. Yeah, I like that because of Mo Salah.
Yeah.
His quest for the Ballon d'Or.
Yes.
And African glory.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yes, we did. Kanye West has reportedly been going around telling people Pete Davidson is gay and has AIDS. Mm. What's going on there, Tom?
No, you're absolutely right.
please, more.
Yeah, so obviously in the news this week, Kanye West had a bit to say for himself, doesn't he always?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
That was the in-depth look from Tom Looney, who has spent the week in Hollywood getting the insider view.
You spent so much money getting him over there.
I promise when this takes off, he gets all the money from the segment. I'm sure there'll be a sponsor for this. Toxic Waste?
Difficult. It's dead in the water, that.
Well, no, come on. Terrapin's been at
them. I've tried. Hey! I have tried.
I shouldn't call back to something that was cut. Hey, Cameron got a new segment in place of headline news. It's Who Said That? You ready?
Yeah.
Best jingle going.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They
want to know. Quote from.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, come on. Who's that quote from?
That's good.
Always makes me laugh that.
Very Latin, these.
Got a problem with that, eh?
No, I'm a big fan. Big
sat
fan.
On your Brexit brick.
Shadow boxing.
Imagine this stood on the cliffs of Dover. You'd have none of this nonsense. Call me a flag shagger, did you?
That is an incredible image. You on the cliffs of Dover, just warding them off,
slipping like Popeye with gammon. I'm faltering. Ding, ding.
Popeye, you're not well.
The intestines battered. The Noom executives watching. Can't help him. That's K0.
So I saw this quote last week.
It should be this week, really.
This week. Long live the Emperor. Banzai.
Noel Edmonds.
Oh, mate, you're going to kick yourself.
That's how I celebrate.
Yeah, boy. I win.
It's picturing the banker sat at home in his boxes and katana and a note. It's
his
time.
Box.
Ooh.
Yeah, I get it. I'm cancelled again. Yeah,
you put that one, mate.
We're kind of woke now.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
George Takei.
Sir David Attenborough.
No, it was Maino. It's a Japanese porn star who...
That's what you were doing this morning.
In the early hours of this morning, I came across this quote.
I rose early, twice. In Japan, there was a scandal where Lockheed, the American arms manufacturer, were given rights to build planes for the Japanese army.
Mm.
And this porn star was dead against that because it went against everything he believed in.
Yeah.
So he flew a plane, he kamikazed a plane into the minister's house who gave the Lockheed group the rights. He died, sadly, but the minister lived and died of a heart attack a few years later.
Bit of an old story, that.
Long live the Emperor. Banzai.
I was thinking this segment's more like what, you know, what Stacey Solomon said about, you know, Joe Swash this week.
I can do another one.
Try and make it like a little bit current of things that we've seen in the news to give us like a chance.
And you got Tom Looney and Celebrity Gossip. We like things fresh.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to be sort of the Heat magazine of the podcast world.
Right.
Probably got a podcast. Fuck you, Heat.
Hello, aliens. Please stalk us.
Bore off, mate. You've done yours.
Jedward. Yeah?
That was...
We need some fans.
No!
Dear God!
It's too late.
Have I mentioned noon? Yo,
they want to know. Quote from...
Bottom, mate.
When we take this podcast to, you know, I'm talking California, we'll join you out there for your scouting, and we'll just be in a low rider bouncing along. You'll have your cans fashion on.
Cans out the sunroof.
Fighting off all the people running alongside going, he's a Japanese porn star. I know that one.
Speed up so he falls out. Get him.
Burrowing through the road. I'll catch up with him. Don't worry, lads.
Someone must have a gun.
Oh, it's a dream.
We now have You Laugh, You Lose, and it's Max's turn. So this is, we have 30 seconds to try not to laugh at Max. Also, a new twist. Whoever laughs first does it the next week.
Okay? Oh, fuck's sake. He'll be here all year if I lose.
30 seconds.
Is that what? Is that a count? Does that count?
No.
Hey, are we in already?
Desperate, mate. It's pathetic. another rule is you can't do a Yorkshire accent.
I'll just start laughing at you when you're not even there.
All right, 3, 2...
Hello, mate. Have you heard of Crypt Keeper? Well, I'm Crypt Doorkeeper, and I've been getting some lovely NFTs, aka nasty fucking trims. And this is one I printed off this morning. This is really cool NFT. Nice fucking trim. Or should I say nasty fucking trim. And this is another one I printed off. It's Genie in the Lamp, and he's taken over Cave. It says, who wandered into the cave of nasty fucking trims? It's only fucking Tom Looney. Nasty fucking trim, that, mate. Ah, what cruel god would allow such a trim to exist? I don't fucking know, mate.
Max, you're doing it again, Max.
Look at this. Look at this. Shut up.
Oh, God damn it.
Pinching myself like that.
With me again?
Yeah. It was really difficult until about 20 seconds when I got genuinely pissed off. It was easy from there.
Nah, I wasn't.
It's good. It's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's now time for the talking point. Max, you're coming in blind on this.
Nice.
Hello this morning. So, Tom Brady has retired from the NFL.
Oh, I see.
Some people were saying, ooh, he's the sporting goat. Mm-hmm. Well, may we debate that long into the night. For I have selected numerous sporting goats for us to decide who is the sporting goat, or just get our opinion out there. So we have to choose from Tom Brady. Yeah, why not? Michael Phelps. Serena Williams. Usain Bolt. Simone Biles. Then for Formula One, I've got Lewis Hamilton and Michael Schumacher.
Mm-hmm.
Villa Power Taylor. Boxing, that, well, we'll get into that one. We'll do that first, shall we? Michael Jordan, Jack Nicklaus, Lionel Messi, and Rafael Nadal.
Mm-hmm.
May we debate? So first of all, any of those, are you going straight away? No. You're not the sporting goat.
Nadal,
I guess you've got to get rid of Phil the Power.
What? Are you kidding, man?
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Well, yeah, it's a glorified board game, isn't it?
I don't think Messi could throw a... 180, what they're doing.
But in terms of sporting,
Yeah.
I feel like it's tricky, isn't it? Because, you know, in terms of the competitiveness, they've all got that. But then it is how many people can do what they do. That's for me is what makes them different.
Reaction apparently had a reputation for doing really, really bad farts on stage to put
us apart. Philip Taylor. Yeah. As a fat northern man, this guy is like a hero.
But he's from Stoke.
Well, it's, you know, it's northwest Stoke, in a way.
West Midlands. Stop trying to claim Stoke. Boxing.
First person.
Boxing. We'll get into that. So we have our boxing goat.
Okay.
Max, who's your boxing goat?
Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think he's not just boxing, he's also known like for other stuff as well.
Yeah, this is the sport.
Purely sport. I think he's up there, isn't he?
I guess you can have their personality, that's
part. Well, I kind of decided to not do personality because obviously then I went for Floyd Mayweather boxing.
Yeah.
But he's just an horrible.
Floyd Mayweather was, very good. However, his stuff was all about, like, defence.
Yeah.
Walking
away,
it works. Yeah, sure, it works, but I don't think he'll be everyone's sporting goat definitely not boxing goat. Because
in 100 years, he'll be remembered more.
Also, he ducked Pacquiao for many years until he was older.
Yeah.
He fought Canelo when he was very young. Canelo now probably gave him a very close fight.
Yeah.
And he drew with Logan Paul. Muhammad Ali, he was very good. He lost 5 fights. 2 of those were right at the end. Okay. His last 2. And the other 3 people he lost to, he beat afterwards. Okay. Yeah. So,
like in the car park.
Good point.
Motherfucker.
I'd go for Muhammad Ali over Mayweather, but I never really watched him. I just don't like Floyd Mayweather.
I'd go for Frank Bruno because he did some really good pantomimes too.
Is that where you learn your acting?
Come on, Aladdin, you prick.
He's not Scouse.
He's in my will.
Should have got him instead of my dream.
You rub that lamp, I'll rub you out, lad. SSS.
Nice.
So boxing's just gone.
Yeah, get rid of it.
For one, we can't agree. We'll debate Hamilton Schumacher. Who are you going for?
It's difficult. So obviously there's the car, isn't there? I was watching some stuff of Hamilton, like when he was karting, and unbelievably good.
Yeah.
And so I think, especially because he's not come from the money as well. I know he's...
Everyone does.
There's a few that don't.
Schumacher paved the way.
There's a couple that don't come from the big money.
He drove the steamroller around Silverstone. He paved that fucking track. There's nothing without him.
It's a little joke for you.
Yeah. Lewis Hamilton's had the best car for most of his championship wins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I always find tricky is if they all had the exact same car,
yeah,
it could be a lot more interesting. Because then you do get who's the best. Who's the best driver? So it's tricky with that one. Either way, neither are my sporting goats.
I think that's what some people don't rate Formula One for that reason.
They still have to
be. The car is too
athletic. Who should we move on to next? Anyone?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics. So we've got Simone Biles. Now, I've done a bit of research on her.
Okay.
Simone Biles has won 25 world championships and she's got 10 more gold medals than second place. And she only started in 2013.
Okay.
So she's on all the list of the most world championships.
Yeah.
All of them have finished their careers. She's still going. She took a year out.
Yeah.
And in terms of being the sporting goat, I try and think of it as what's the hardest thing to do physically?
Yeah.
I'd say gymnastics is probably up there. You look at the kids who do gymnastics when they're young, they're just built in terms of physically.
Yeah.
Them and sprinters, swimmers, they're all physically.
Yeah. It's your whole body, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas, you know, darts and golf, it's...
technical.
It's much less physically demanding, isn't it?
In terms of a sport.
But then there's the other thing of rising to the top of something that's like so popular. Not that golf or, you know, but if the sport is not necessarily the most physical, but if there is a technical element or whatever, and it's so widely played, I think like football, for instance, if you have a goat on there for football, then you can make a good case
for women be football for men, though? Because you look at, as youngsters, what most people do.
So I don't know much about gymnastics, but I think you were saying that Zoe said it's, you have to be younger to do it. Is that right?
Yeah, it's your career is when you're young.
Yeah.
Although some have gone on for years.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm not giving up yet.
Yeah. I guess what's different is for her, in her case, she's doing like the high bars, low bars, parallel bars, the vault. So that in that case, it's very interesting. And the fact that she is so far clear.
Yeah.
at this at such a young age is amazing. However, the thing I would say is you're in tennis, you're directly, you've got an opponent who's going against you.
Yeah.
So you don't have that aspect.
Well,
or football.
What you were saying before about football is gymnastics for women, like football for men. Football is for both genders, actually.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, predominantly...
For women and men. But when you are younger and you're going into doing something like gymnastics to be the GOAT, some people are going to be genetically predisposed to be more successful in that kind of sport.
Mm.
So especially, you know, you've got Phelps on there.
Yeah.
For swimming, he's got double-jointed ankles. He's 6'7" or something, so he has massive lung capacity that means he can stay underwater for longer. And it's made him just genetically, like, super suited to doing that
sport. All of these people will be genetically suited to what they do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so when you're younger and you're getting into trying these sports, a massive percentage of people will just be then cut off from being taken to the highest level because they've not won the genetic lottery to make them.
I don't know.
Be
that genetics
good.
Only play so much of a part. You look at
Phil Power-Taylor.
You could go. Oh, Rio Ferdinand's amazing at football. His brother, exact same genes, pretty much. Yeah, wasn't anyway.
Yeah, but no one's saying Rio Ferdinand's the GOAT. Like, separated to a higher level.
Well, we'll move on to him soon, actually.
Anton Ferdinand.
But also, for me, I think anyone can kick a ball pretty much.
Not me.
You couldn't have said that to a worse person.
Everyone can run.
But even doing, like, a backflip.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's like a short percentage. Are we ruling out golf?
Yeah, play house to golf.
Golf's gone.
It's got to be Tiger Woods anyway.
Because it would have been Tiger Woods.
Jack Nicklaus has the most championships.
Well, he's not even the most famous Jack Nick.
Yeah. I think Tiger Woods might have been going for longer now than Jack Nicklaus.
Mm. I guess you've got the all-time thing, and he did fall off a little bit, didn't he?
When quite literally in his car.
Personal life kind of fell apart.
And that's part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Gascoigne would have been good if he put the bottle down. Philip Howe Taylor.
Get rid of him because I'm not going to win it.
Okay, so now we move on to. Should we move on to tennis? Because I've got two tennis players.
Sure.
Yep.
Cool.
We've got the women's. Serena Williams is she's won the second most, but the one who's won the most never heard of. Serena Williams has got 23, and she's in our generation has been so far clear of anyone
else. Yeah. Just to even debate it.
In the men's, it's a lot closer. Rafael Nadal has only just become the most with 21. However, he's also got an Olympic gold medal, which Federer
pretty
and Djokovic
good.
Don't have.
Yeah.
He came into it when Federer was, you know, prominent at his peak. And he's also had to compete with Murray, Djokovic, so many. So to come out on top, at the moment, he's the tennis GOAT.
Could have changed again, though, by next year. Yeah.
Possibly.
To me, the best, I think Djokovic is the best player I've ever watched.
I'd have said, Federer over Nadal, but I'm a heathen and not as educated on tennis as you two.
He was great to watch, Federer, but again, you talk about genetically. I think the other two are just physically had something that Federer didn't have.
Tennis now is about who's the tallest and most powerful. It's very weird.
Yeah.
They say the hardest one to win is the French, and that's what Nadal's dominated because it's a longer game. You have to endurance comes into it.
Yeah.
So to have mastered that. Just make a case for him. They are all very close, but at the time, Nadal is leading, and he's got the gold medal.
So Nadal, we say Nadal.
I am.
And the overall ranking of all the best ever. This, or are we just agreeing that he's the best in tennis for now?
He's the best in tennis.
Well, yeah, we'll say he's the best in tennis then.
And Serena Williams, best woman.
No contest.
Yes. No contest.
Married a guy that founded Reddit.
Wow.
Really?
Money.
Yeah.
So now we have Michael Jordan.
MJ. Yeah.
He has
been in Space Jam.
Very true, but so is LeBron James now.
No.
Is Michael Jordan the best basketballer?
What about Steph Curry, man?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about basketball.
I don't know enough. I mean, I know who the...
There's people who've won more than him.
Woody Harrelson, for one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he proved white men can jump.
Exactly. That's bigger than anything he's achieved.
Wow.
There you go.
And also, LeBron James is still going.
Yeah.
He's done very well.
LJ. Yeah.
And I saw something today that his scoring percentage even in his 19th year of his career, is higher than Michael Jordan at his peak. So
really,
there is this thing of nostalgia and how we kind of gloss over.
Yeah. And also his brand's so big, isn't it?
Like, personality aspect to it as well.
Is there not a thing of, like, newer people to a sport do better? Yeah. So, like, you know, like, George Best and then Ronaldo? Like, I assume Ronaldo would beat George Best.
The thing with old
football. I have to assume. Football.
I mean, that's the generation thing, isn't it? The game changing and now it being more athletic.
And that's
possibly
so. Is it fair to judge George Best, or an older person.
Difficult to compare eras.
Speaking of football, Messi, the GOAT.
I've always said Messi, but then I do swing back and forth with Messi and Ronaldo, just because I think if you're going to give it to a footballer, you'd have to kind of make the case that it's going to be one of them two, probably.
They've become in a league.
Well, is it about stats or is it about, like, you know, in this instance, in purely football instance, the beautiful game? What the players that you watch make you feel. And there's an argument that, like, Maradona could probably do things with the ball that no other player, bar maybe Ronaldinho, could.
Because Ronaldo doesn't make me feel anything when I watch him play.
He's just efficient.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
What about Rob Green? Is he getting a look in?
Case for him.
Landon Donovan finished him. To be fair, Tony Hibbert spans two sports, football and fishing.
We haven't got a.
I think we have a winner. Yeah.
I didn't want to bring this out too early, so I just finished the conversation there. Like, fair enough.
The reason why I've put Messi is because he's got the most Ballon d'Ors, which is sort of the best hand.
Yeah.
Player. However,
he's got the most goals.
It's a bit political, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah. In terms of him versus Ronaldo in stats, goals and assists, Messi's got more, and he's played 150 games less.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Which makes me think case closed.
Yeah.
In that sense,
they are going to say now, though, that Messi can't do it in another league.
He's gone
to France, and he still might. That PSG team is an unbalanced mess.
Yeah,
there's not enough of the ball to go around the front three players.
Get another ball on them.
They probably, if they played with two balls, they'd batter everyone.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I think La Liga is a better league to be in to build them kind of stats for the big goals and assists, certainly against the lesser teams, whereas Ronaldo spent less time in that league. You could argue that if he'd gone a couple of years earlier, it might be more level.
Possibly.
Maybe.
But you look at Messi's record against Premier League teams.
In the Champions
League. It's
amazing. Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, he's not going to do it against Phil Power's Stoke.
Yeah. You say that Ronaldo's, like, really efficient and has obviously built himself up to be an elite finisher and all this, but you look at Messi and then you do question, like, is this guy an alien?
He's the best passer of a ball. He's the best
dribbler.
Shooter.
He's arguably the best shooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
You put your name in the running.
Hey,
oh, I've had my chance.
No, come on, Tom. Mate. Come on.
Make your case.
Oh, live the dream.
I mean,
goat Tom Cooney.
It could have been me. It could have been me. But
it's still
this
good.
This isn't my
crossing
mind.
Messi out and putting possibly. We'll put Tom Cooney question mark.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, funnily enough.
To say it.
Yeah, man. I knew it.
So, for tennis, should we just say Serena Williams because the men have made it too close? She just went, fuck all that.
Embarrassing.
You can't just say you're done. The competition's not up to scratch.
No, she even beat her own sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you ever beaten your own
cold.
Sister?
Yeah.
Give me that amount!
With a tennis racket. You won't hit me, you won't hit Shadow.
So it's reason.
I'm the goat.
So now we have Michael Phelps.
Okay.
Genetic freak.
Yeah.
Ridiculously.
But everyone in swimming is similar shape to him, aren't they?
No, but for him to be 6'7", have double jointed ankles, that's stupid.
I go swimming like every week.
Yeah. You want to put your name
you can't make your ankles go like a fucking motorboat thing, could you?
We leave the Dolphin Maximum. He's got 28 Olympic medals, 23 gold,
but he
averaged 7 events per Olympic, so he had a lot of opportunities to win. But there's 2 Olympics where I think he won 8 gold medals, so he just dominated for that period.
Fuck it.
See, I kind of respect what he's done, but I think there's...
Why? Really, because there's pictures of you at the Olympics just... Just scornfully looking at him.
That could have been me.
But I can't get it wet.
That should have been me. Hey, Michael.
You're a lucky guy. Both Olympics in a row.
Double joint these.
Smoking two slips.
That's it. You just get high before everything.
I prefer my goat to have a technical aspect to what they do, because I think when you are so physically dominant, I appreciate that you've taken what you've got and you've put it into winning and getting to the top of your sport. But when something is so physically based, I'm not as attracted to that as I am to something which is like, Messi's at a physical disadvantage for a tiny kid.
Is he? Is it physical disadvantage? He's got a really low centre of gravity.
It does, but
so is Warwick Davis.
Great footballer.
Warwick Davis stepping up from 30 yards out against Real Madrid.
Michael Phelps was going to do other sports, but his coach said, stay in your lane.
What?
Tom Brady now. Physically, he is so far from it in terms of being the best athlete in the NFL. He was also under a regime at his team that were just set to win. He's got the best coach of all time. It's a bit like a Man United player under Ferguson.
Or Messi at Barcelona.
He's had a few stinkers. They were set to win. So I think no for Brady, because I prefer Patrick Mahomes.
Kisses his kids on the lips.
Say no more.
Yeah. American.
Wasn't that David Beckham?
They're all kissing each other's kids on the lips, aren't they?
They're all kissing each other's kids. Cross Max Smith off that fucking.
Mate, I'm going to be with
Iceman. He knows shit we don't. As
well. Underwater giffy.
Oh no, we didn't get it.
We need his face for this.
Give your Uncle Michael a kiss.
No. Quick to the shallow pool. Can't get us there.
So, one we haven't spoken about is Usain Bolt.
He was so good, he took the piss.
Yeah, so I had a couple of runners down, Bolt being one of them.
Yeah.
Great name.
He won 9 Olympic gold medals, but lost one because in the relay, one of his teammates tested positive for enhanced. But I feel like, me and Cameron could have ran a leg in that race and we still would have won. We. However, when they found out we're not actually Jamaican.
What? We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Just shadow boxing with the baton.
Everyone, they're trying to run past me in a turnaround.
Whoa. He's going backwards.
Wait at the finish line for everyone else. Come on, Usain. He was so good, he could take the piss. Like, there's that picture of like everyone sprinting their heart out and he turns around to the cameraman's like,
it's the stardom of it as well, to be the fastest
and the most relaxed before he raced. He
was the fastest man in the world
ever.
No shadow
for
of it.
For now.
Doubt.
On the world.
Ooh, for now.
No one can question that he was at the... Humans, to be fair, the entire human body has genetically grown is designed to run really long distances to hunt down animals. Like, you'd injure an animal and then you'd have opposable thumbs and hands that didn't need to be used while you're running, so you could hold water and food and then run after an animal.
Outlast it.
And track it, so then basically outlast it, so then when it's dead, you could drag it back home. So humans, genetically designed for running, and he was the best runner.
The reason why I'd go for Usain Bolt over Simone Biles is because pretty much everyone, especially as a kid, runs. Everyone does it.
Not everyone.
Some people sit there and demand their mum to bring them something.
Wheel me around, mother.
Sorry, was that Cameron?
Yeah.
Take me to the garden, I want to shadow box.
In a golden wheelbarrow with some grapes. Oh, let the games begin.
Yeah. Your mum wheelbarrowed you. Interesting.
Damn.
She might go.
Bleep that out.
Nice.
Okay, she's mine.
Bleep me out.
Not out.
What do you think, goat?
Stephen was talking to himself. So we've got
just occasionally a fist.
Hey.
So Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Yeah. Well done, Usain. There's that ninth gold medal. We'll send that in the post. Just give us your address.
It's crazy.
Cameron, can I get some water, please?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Here we go. It's time for...
Thank you very much.
Another ad read.
No!
It's another...
It's Valentine's Day with Manscaped.
Ooh.
I love to love you, baby. Yes.
Guns would be a fine thing.
You'll love this, Cam. Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you with the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, every day was a V-Day for me for the ages.
Yeah, man.
You can't relate. You can't relate, mate. Don't try and get it on the Virgin group, yeah?
That's so true, mate.
Who's saying
rampant as a boy.
You're spreading your seed like a farmer,
kissing
mate.
All them kids.
What a weirdo, man.
If I came, it counts.
If I come in this pool, oh, no, I've shagged all you.
Oh, God. No!
It's time out for you, mate.
Thanks, Manscaped.
It's time to join... it's time to join the 4 million men living at Max Smith who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use the code STP for 20% off and free shipping.
Is he in the pool or stood on the side?
Nowhere near, mate.
Just one of those lounges at a spa.
On the diving board, making his shot. Oh, it's gone on my foot again.
The lifeguards are coming up. Stay back. It's not that big, fucking hell. You know?
Sorry, Manscaped.
Yes.
Should we start again?
The number one product in this package is the Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. And get this, the trimmer's advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate balls. And guess what? It's waterproof, so you can, you know, shave it in the pool before you do whatever you like. And don't forget to smell good, not only around your balls, but all over. Made with their signature scent, the Manscaped Refined Cologne. We'll complement your collection with smell perfection. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer of 20% off and free shipping with the code STP. Your balls and lady, or man, will thank you. Just about kept us on board there, Manscaped. Nearly lost our little deal we've got going on. We read your ads, you send me pubes.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Hey, Cameron, and listeners, this week we are changing it up, okay? We now have a text message.
Oh.
That one of us has either sent or received.
Yeah.
The message is, honestly, no flamingos. Okay?
Okay.
So now you can ask each of us, you know, who we received it off or sent it to.
Okay. Okay, Max. We'll start with you.
This was an inside joke at school after I had an argument with a host at Longleat.
A host at Longleat?
Yeah. You know Longleat, Safari Park?
Oh, right, so you had an argument with...
Well, so I said, so we were talking about the animals.
Yeah.
I brought up flamingos, they said there weren't any. I had an argument, because they said...
What did you say to them?
Fuck you, knobhead. No, I didn't say that.
No.
I was just like, well...
We've got a lie, haven't we?
Lies and not lies.
Not at all. Not at all.
Boring
lies
story.
Lies.
How's that boring?
Longleat. Where else animals? Was there at Longleat?
Fucking lions, mate.
How old were you at Longleat?
Like 10.
And you got a text message?
Yeah.
Embarrassed.
Man had a phone since
I was 10. So I didn't have a phone at 10.
Yeah, because you were born fucking 50 years ago.
You got the same phone the other day.
Yeah. You know, I don't have the same phone.
Someone was asking about same the story sim, the other day. They wanted to know.
Huh?
Is this text message from 10 years ago?
No.
Right. So
it's an inside joke.
I don't know anyone who's still in touch with...
Well, you forget he's still the prom king, so he goes back every year.
Max is in Portsmouth most weekends. Just goes there, gets off at the station. Honestly, no flamingos.
still no flamingos,
it's
baby.
A classic line, man. Classic
there was
line.
Flamingos. He just, oh, forget it.
Takes a different person to Flamingo Land every week. This is what you could have. move here. This is what you could have.
Shut up, Cameron.
I think you're fibbing. I think you're fibbing, Max. Go on, Tom.
Right, okay.
What's the story of this?
My dad sent me that text.
Fucking boring, that.
It's a bit, isn't it?
Dad never texts him.
So what's the context of your dad sending
you
text?
Me and my brothers, we always buy my dad, for a while, we buy him like just useless presents that...
Flamingo.
They're usually animal based, so he's got a big, he's got a picture of kind of a warning sign saying that there's bears in the area up in his living room.
He usually don't have twinks in here. This is a really pleasant surprise.
Nice. My brother has a housewarming gift, got him a big stone gorilla for his garden.
Oh right, that's nice.
And me and David got him.
So the gorilla was alive but stoned.
Yeah. So we got
hanging
him this,
out with Michael Phelps.
See that long leak.
There you go, mate. There you go.
Great memory. Cherished memory.
Damn.
But he's got a flamingo and a stork.
Linking a stork on over flamingos. Heard that story before.
Yeah, that's his dad.
I just asked, his birthday's coming up next month, so I asked him...
What do you want? And he said no flamingos.
And we were chatting for a bit and he just said, honestly, no flamingos. So
that sounds very believable.
I think he's done with it now.
Go on then. What's the context then, Stephen?
This was a text from Joe McGrath that I received.
No, I don't believe it. Already a lie.
Well, even the lack of grammar. You know Joe.
Yeah, I know.
You've seen him subtitle stuff.
I know that if he has the opportunity to be anywhere near an animal, he's taking it. He's grasping it with both hands, pants down.
No, I'll just let you ask questions. I won't elaborate.
You trying to play a game with me, boy?
I'm sucking this pipe, not yours, hon.
Much to my chagrin.
Well,
Sherlock Holmes. No, we won't go there.
No, you're going to try to. Yeah. I get it.
And Dr. Wadsworth.
You're a Moriarty's.
Lost me there, I'm too thick.
This is not good. Right.
Comedy's yours. He's had a few home runs today, I'll leave.
I'll leave those to Sherlock Holmes. Okay, so go on, what's the context?
I was sent this text message by Joseph McGrath in regards to Flamingoland, a place he visited several months ago.
What did he go there for and why were you asking him about it?
He was there with his girlfriend, who shall remain nameless. They wanted to go see the flamingos at Flamingoland. Uh-huh. Where is Flamingoland? Is it somewhere between here and Grimsby? And he went there.
It's in Yorkshire, I'm sure it is.
Honestly, no flamingos.
Outrageous.
It's in Yorkshire, near Grimsby.
What were you asking about this for? Did you want to go yourself?
I just sometimes chat to Joe.
What? No.
You need to moisturise.
Hey, can you see me through this?
You got pink eye.
This is my investigation. I think you'll find I'll ask the questions around here.
Yes, medical investigations are ongoing.
Main investigation. Who tripped on my pillow?
Honestly, there's only one man for the job.
It was me again.
I've solved the case every time.
I think I've made my decision.
I shut the case. So you're torn between two?
No, I think you're telling a lie. I don't think you'd talk to Joe in your own time.
Mm. How dare you?
I think Tom is telling the truth, and you two are telling a big old pocky pie.
No.
Really? It was you?
No.
Long leap, baby.
I talked
to all the kids in my school.
What the fuck was that story?
I don't know. Fucking flamingos.
I was 3 years old.
Remember maths in year three? If you have three flamingos and one flies away.
Oh, that's good.
It was my review of Chicken Run.
Oh, that would have
worked. I've seen it coming, really.
Why?
Just the title.
Yeah. Making a new one, new Chicken Run.
Oh, probably going to get slagged off in the comments for our sporting goats. Going to be some Americans saying Tom Brady.
If he comes for you, you're not going to escape, are you?
How can you compare different sports?
Really,
it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Chalk and cheese.
Great duo.
Yeah.
Weightlifting duo.
Oh. Nice.
Apples and cheese. it's a bit similar to fish and cushion. Sorry, guys.
Chalk and eggs.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Yeah, that noise means I need to be punished pronto, guys. Let me know in the comments what my punishment will be. Thanks.
Well. What the fuck?
And
is
now
that?
We wait.
Brought it in last week to stop any joke theft. Ryan got it 3 times, so he's in big trouble.
He's working.
You got it a few times, didn't you? Was it twice?
I got it once.
Just once.
You got it once as well.
We're changing it up this week.
Hey!
We're not
going
to go straight to your segment because I maybe don't have the file yet. But we are going to Tom Looney.
Looney Loonster.
Got some would you rathers this week.
Oh. What happened to these great lists?
It's a list of would you rathers.
Well, fair.
Wow. Yeah.
I just thought that'd mix it up.
So what we do is the final question. Whatever.
Yeah. Didn't know we could just swap and change segments.
You do all the fucking time, mate.
Would you rather give up sweet treats? Or porn.
Oh,
porn.
For some of us, though, one and the same.
Yep, porn.
Sorry, come here. For listeners at home, Cameron just dribbled.
Porn is a sweet treat. Mm.
That's what he said.
How would he?
Play the alarm.
Oh, it's coming, mate. It's coming. Demos.
I'd rather give up porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe Max's was more of a theft than mine, so he should be punished.
No, don't listen to Cameron.
Okay, would you rather have Ryan's hair...
for the best.
What?
Would you rather have Ryan's hair or Dave's way with words?
Oh, God.
Ryan's hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ryan's hair.
Dave can be charismatic, but he's also a moron.
Yeah.
You're not watching either.
I couldn't read the news with that voice.
No.
No.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, would you rather never wash your genitals again, or you can only wash them in the Piccadilly Gardens fountain?
I'll take that. Yeah, sneak off at night.
Yeah.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah.
Did you get arrested for that?
You could, but obviously if you go when it's quiet. I was going to say in broad daylight, but I mean, that makes it a bit tricky, doesn't it?
You live not too far away, Tom.
Just trying to get some feedback.
Here he comes now. Push him. This is your chance, Max.
The thing.
Where's this come from? Why am I wanking in a pool?
I'm glad I gave up these sweets.
I'm counting 30 young kids in that fountain right now.
Weirdo, bringing kids into it.
Now's your chance.
That makes it look bad that you're watching it, mate.
Yeah, it does.
And counting them.
It's for you, mate. I'm helping you out. You've recruited me. Sick fuck.
I was worried about being arrested. You're wanking into a fountain. I think I'm safe.
Oh, would you rather always be hungry or always be itchy?
God.
Just living daily life here for me.
Where's the itch?
Oh, the crabs.
It's just all over, mate.
Tastes so good.
Your whole body's itchy.
Yeah, you're just like proper itchy, mate.
Oh, God, hunger.
Yeah.
If your whole body from top to toe is itching.
Yeah.
I'd rather be hungry.
But then you have the constant, like, pleasure of scratching it.
Yeah.
Pleasure on demand.
Whoa. Yes, please.
Because, yeah, eating can't satisfy your need.
It doesn't anyway.
To be fair, they say Labradors are always hungry. Genetically, Labradors are always hungry.
A few of them lost their appetite when they visited Joe.
I know what's wrong with him. Would you rather get caught cheating or watching animal porn?
Oh,
I'm watching animal porn.
Yeah.
You could say it was for a segment.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. Sad that applies. Thank you very much, Tom. Press for time.
Looney.
Did you make those up?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. You need help.
Yeah, most of them.
Did you try them out before?
On people.
No, I just mean like
research.
Test them so you know what they're like.
No. This was 2 a.m.
No.
Ooh.
I need a wee.
Yeah, same.
Hey, man. Holy moly.
Hi, fellas.
Look who he is, man.
Oh, only me, man. And my homeboy, man.
I've not seen you before.
I'm new, man. I'm fresh, man. I'm so fresh, man. Little intern, man.
This guy's a keeper, man.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Number one apprentice, y'all.
What brings you here today, fellas?
We're at the
Talk to you, Papi. We scared, man.
Talk to me.
I'm fucking freaked out, man.
You're supposed to be me. Tom Looney, man.
You're meant to be crazy as nuts, man.
We're supposed to be like you, man.
I kicked the dog in the bum, man.
Stop talking again, man.
Suck my whole foot up, man. I lost a shoe.
You loco, and I like that, man.
Thanks, Papi, man.
I'm not your Papi, man.
Why, man? Because
you're 45, I'm 42.
Oh, shit, man.
So what's your relationship?
He's my apprentice, man.
I'm apprentice, man.
My other two companions. They're dead, man. Yeah, man.
What happened to them?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
They listened to Tom Looney talking about British people liking the weather. Said, this is so fucking boring, man.
Yeah, it was bad, that.
They jumped
bad,
off that. A cliff, man.
And they missed the floor, man.
they hit the floor, man.
They missed the floor. What happened?
They fell upwards.
They're still falling, man.
Yeah, you got fucked up, man.
Yeah, man. Fucked his nuts, man. Their last words were, how shit is it that number 6 is Yorkshire pudding, man?
They look forward to the Christmas
special. We're watching, obviously.
Oh,
do your research.
I like hula hoops, man, but don't go on about it.
Fucking Paul cocked out, man, for 5 minutes, man. I'm on my deathbed going, I want those minutes back.
Why are you on your deathbed?
I sat there like this for 10 minutes.
I had to stop him from putting a bullet in his earlobe, man.
Unfortunately, he encouraged it, man.
I did, man. I said, do it, bitch.
No, I just meant by trying to stop him.
Oh, yeah.
I was closer to the edge, man.
Yeah, man, that's what I did, man.
Is that what you meant?
I was lying, man.
I think you've been hanging around with someone that is a little bit boring, man.
That's so true,
this
man.
This chump over here goes on chump. And on and on.
Oh, yeah, never.
Fuck me, you man.
That's with the cocktail, man. When I'm listen to that lead.
You never heard of Northwest Fingers of Fire?
No, I haven't, man.
No, man.
Do you want it?
Tijuana's tickle champion right there, man.
Man.
I've heard of them.
Why are you wearing a jacket, man? We're from Mexico, you dumb bitch.
Because I'm in a colder climate, man.
No, we're always hot. We
I
always
know,
run
man.
Hot.
You really fucking hot, man.
No, I don't like this, man. Every time you make it sexual, man.
No, it's not sexual, man. I'm straight as nuts, man.
You keep talking about nuts, man.
No, man. You know what, man? It really scares me that Tom Looney's so shit now, man.
It's so simple, man.
Yeah, man.
When would you say it peaked?
Fucking the first day, man.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to see?
Top 10 honey badgers attacks, y'all.
Oh, that's yeah. Fucking
that's
sick,
good
man.
Idea. Yeah, fair. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Starting with this puck, man. Set him on him, man.
You have to make the attacks, man.
Don't let him talk about it afterwards. Where the grass was green.
Fucking megged it, man.
Man. Top 10 punk bitches, you shot, man. With this guy at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
I can go
man.
On, man. You get
him 4 more
man.
Times at least, man.
What's he Googling? Boring shit to say. He wrote the document, man.
And then Tom Looney copied it because it was online, man.
Tell me, Dad, to print off the BIF panels. You're in for it, you, Chief.
I don't know what he's on about, man.
The BIF is a callback to earlier, man.
We're not chiefs either. We are cartel leaders. Not
yeah,
chiefs.
Man.
Cocktail leaders.
Cartel.
What's one of them?
Cartel the gang. You know, heard of us,
fucking read a book, man.
Nope.
His son brain needs a pap in his
he
pap,
needs a
pap
at home teaching him stuff, man.
Yes, man.
Like cartels, man.
Anyway, man, get crazy, man.
Yeah,
get funny as well.
Do the locomotion, man.
Wash your hair, man.
And stay away from this chump, man.
Easier said than done.
This boring burrito, as we call him.
Yeah, you have heard of me.
the boring burrito.
Stuff with stale knowledge, man.
So
and
stuffed.
Refried beans.
Hey, I love beans,
lovely,
man.
They're lovely, they are.
Should we get out of here, man?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I gotta go
the,
see a man about a dog,
oh,
man.
Oh, no, we missed our flight. Let's stick around.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
man. Okay.
I'll see you later, boys. You keep
it
100.
Oh.
You keep it 50-50, man.
Thanks for the feedback, fella.
Hey, Cameron, look at these props I found.
Wow.
No, you've not made a rule, have you?
Yep.
Oh, God. What is it? No more guests.
See them fucking Mexicans again.
He'll see. That's the Brexit in you. You're back on the cliffs, aren't you?
Cammy Whammy G tells you how it's gonna be.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Right. First rule, seeing as we were on about sporting stuff before,
yeah.
I was thinking about this yesterday.
No, I've cut that.
You get, you know, you get like kids at school who you think they're not very good at
sport. I thought they were dwarfs.
Very good, yeah. You think, you know, as being, you know, the thing I was saying about a genetic predisposition towards certain sports.
Oh, did it?
Fair enough.
I'll just briefly go over it again then.
Oh, not cameras, please.
I think that people should be allowed. People should be allowed to have a free test on the NHS to test them for what sports they'd be best suited to play and be good at. And then everyone would be healthier.
Cameron, people can't get cancer treatment at the moment from the NHS. And you
well, you've got a bloody sort. I remember when
Beach
I was
volleyball young, for you, sir.
My dad saw the size of me.
Give me the news, Dad.
I'm saving you, mummy.
A cricket umpire, that's what you are.
So we say no gavel plan this time. But we got more.
Can you bang it and say no?
No. So, back in the olden days, when someone was a very naughty boy,
a history lesson,
they'd stick him in the shackles and they'd throw rotten, mouldy fruit at him like tomatoes and onions. I think Boris Johnson and anyone who's found guilty of having lockdown parties should be one of each of them should be wheeled out to different cities in the UK because we don't want to travel. Stick them in the shackles, give everyone a bit of in the golden wheel pano. And that's for VIP
Cameron's
treatment.
Still in it.
Michael, will you move? Ooh, aye, aye, order. They should wheel one of them out to every city in the UK, put them in stores, and we should all get to chuck mouldy fruit to them. If
stores.
They're found to have been guilty of having lockdown parties.
Which
make everyone feel about it.
And then back to running government,
Like shackles and that.
You meant like HMV.
Yeah, well, you know, someone has to do that, so might as well be them. Let them have a shower first. No, don't let them have a shower. Let them do it stinky.
Right.
What about... Yeah, the choice of fruit and veg, do we get to pick?
No, it's just free, it's just whatever's... You know, because it's going to go off anyway to the supermarkets.
But it's like a potato allowed.
Well, you can bring your own, yeah.
Someone might die.
Soft boil it a bit, though, because they're very...
Someone could throw something that's been a bit nasty.
Well, not... Well, this is the thing.
Mouldy brick.
Do they deserve it? Do they deserve it?
I'd throw cheese and wine, but have the wine in a glass bottle.
Yeah. And the cheese.
In a glass bottle.
Cheese wrapped in barbed wire.
Just the way I like it.
So I eat. So we're going to publicly execute the staff on number 10.
No, just
too late.
Bruise him a bit. He's choking.
Ta-da!
Nice. Public execution. It's so annoying, isn't it? Have you seen any of the... do you know what? It's your segment.
No, go on. I'm interested.
No, like you get kicked out of... the commons, don't you? If you accuse someone of lying or call someone a liar.
That was hilarious. Ian Blackford did it yesterday.
Like, you can just tell a lie and everyone's like, oh, can't call him on it. Like, he can just eat, like, he's saying that Keir Starmer was responsible for not prosecuting
what?
Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, no, so...
And you can't turn around and say, you're a lying cunt. Well, you know.
In Parliament yesterday, the head of the SNP said the Prime Minister has misled the House. And then Lindsay Hoyle got up and was like, I can't let you say that. You're going to have to take it back. And then he got up. And he went, but he has, and he's a liar. And then he went, right, I'll give you a chance to take that back and say, in this case, he's told us a lie. So he just stood up to more dramatically make his case and just say, he is a liar. And then he just got up and walked out before they could kick him out. And then the Prime Minister said that Keir Starmer didn't prosecute Jimmy Savile for being a nonce. And then before he had the chance to get, you know, diddled for it, he fucked off to Ukraine.
Well...
So we just make the last one, don't let him back in.
Yeah.
Make
change the locks.
Make him and anyone else who's been bad in the news go and fight the front lines of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Against Russia or
for which side, Cam? For which side?
For or against Russia? Yeah.
Against
Russia. Help with the invasion of Ukraine.
It'll be over in 10 minutes if I went down there. They don't turn around. You don't need one power fella.
It's a bloke from Clift.
Cliff is just a bloke. Don't invite him again, Cliff. Fucking bad Cliff.
You hear Cliff Richard's mournful song coming over the hills. He's here. Yeah, send them all to the front lines. There we go. Got a lot done this
Green
week, boys.
Green pie.
Well, got a lot done.
Well done, mate. Done. Powerful.
Would you rather be framed for a crime and you have a real but winnable fight to prove your innocence, or have Ryan's hair?
Do you know what?
That's criminal, to be fair.
Yeah. I feel like if I have Ryan's hair, I'm getting punished for something. Yeah, if you have Ryan's hair, you probably would want to lock yourself away for about 20 years.
Might turn you to a life of crime.
Yeah.
So angry at the world. You know, why me?
What have I done? I just do Ryan's hair and just style it horrifically.
Yeah.
Mexican.
Make it, just work with it.
Dye it red.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah. It could shape it up.
What would you do if you developed the same hair as Ryan over the next 6 months?
God.
6 months' time, it's been going that way, and
probably
it's...
Probably just stop making the jokes to him.
Yeah.
Become a lot more empathetic. Hey, they're nasty, aren't they, Ryan? Don't listen to them. I think he looks great. I like the way it's so thin at the top. I like when there's a mild breeze, you can see my whole scalp. That's it, Ryan's hair.
Yeah, Ryan's hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd do the fucking crime.
Yeah.
My nose bleeding. No, but my hand did.
No, it's fine.
Big Bergerac conk.
For anyone on the Stephen Choice podcast, bingo, we had Bergerac conk.
There's someone up there.
I win, I win. Jack and Blue.
A lovely bottle of Bergerac conk.
Have that, Theresa.
Oh, she's gone. Theresa May.
Very good. It's the
final question.
Nobody's ordering that.
What laws he passed now?
More like Judge Pinder.
Pindick.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah. Well, I said it. Yeah, it was different. Pinder is a surname. Pindick isn't. So, if anything, you're getting this.
No! I said it first!
My intellectual property. You tried to claim my very clever joke, and I went.
For audio listeners,
Cameron's at least a woodpecker.
Imagine if we needed an audio description for this whole thing.
Just four men have a breakdown. Final question. Oh, I've got it. What would you not give up for $1 million in cash?
I'd give up my sanity for whatever you pay us for this. We will to live.
You're not getting paid for this.
What would I give up, or what wouldn't I give up?
What would you not give up?
What would I not give up?
Tom, would you give up football for £1 million?
I don't think I would.
$1 million, sorry.
Yeah, $1 million, sorry. It's not that life-changing. I enjoy football.
Think of what you get paid for football as well.
Yeah, man.
Being the GOAT and whatnot.
Yeah. Very true. Cameron, what would you not give up?
Well, with bacon.
The bacon goat.
Fuck me.
He's not winking, that's a twitch.
The bacon goat.
I've got meat sweats in my eyes.
And tears. You're not happy, are you?
If I try hard enough.
Three rashes this morning.
If I catch one of them in my mouth, it tastes smoky.
That's just the cigarettes, mate.
Max,
just moments like this.
Oh, fuck off.
What a cop out. What a fucking horrible cop out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give up comedy. Not me doing it.
Just in general.
Buy me for cheap. Yeah. I like watching it. Music, I wouldn't give that up for a million.
No. Gaming.
Getting the Samba band back together. Yeah, gaming. Great. Yeah. Graham Norton.
See, my Xbox died for like 3 weeks once, and I got an entirely new life. I was going to the gym, doing all sorts, and then it could just come back on one day, and here we are.
Back to that position.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Man,
I'm back.
I'm back.
No.
Here's Cammy.
My mum turns up to B&Q one day. Here I am.
Well, well, well. Look at it.
Why did you take your Xbox to B&Q to get it fixed, Cameron?
Sorry, are you at B&Q in a wheelbarrow?
That's for me to
And
know.
She was unaware.
Lawn darts.
We'll buy a shovel to dig that fucking hole for Cameron.
Wait till someone take me to the cafe.
You cafe.
He's wiggling
your legs.
He's back again. Fucking cook it. You're cooking it out.
Oh no.
Some fella on the grill with lawn darts in his head. What if we just take his darts to him? Try it, love.
You get within 10 metres, you'll feel this.
Oh, moments like this, man.
Yeah, man. Moments like
You've
this.
You've already had that.
For me?
Shut. Oh, they just said that. Thank you for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Cameron Green. Max Smith. And Tom Lee.
Bye.
Yeah, he cut me off there, so yeah. just one of these. It's fine. Patience is a crime if you don't have it. I've been Jimmy Grimble, and you've been watching the Stephen Tries podcast. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.